016 Slide American State Trials, 1918, Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. Preface to Volume 10. The governor, however, did not set Frank free. He sentenced him to imprisonment for life. But if Frank murdered Mary Fagan, was there one extenuating reason why he should escape the gallows? The evidence shows none. His friends, his counsel, and he himself never suggested one. If, as may be the case, the governor's intention was to keep him in prison until the public excitement had gone down and he could be safely released, then the state of Georgia was pledged to protect him against the mob, and when it was not strong enough to do this, justice received its final wound and lay stricken to death. The causes of the Boston Massacre, which led to the trial of the British soldiers, Weems, and seven others, Piazza 415, Captain Preston, Pier 509, and Edward Manwaring and others, Pier 511, are set out in the narrative, Pier 415. The funeral solemnities of those who were killed by the fire of the soldiers were conducted with great pomp and splendor. Crispus Attucks, a mulatto, and James Caldwell, who were strangers in Boston, were borne from Faneuil Hall. Samuel Maverick, a youth of 17, was carried from his mother's house in Union Street, and Samuel Gray from his brother's in Royal Exchange Lane. The other, Patrick Carr, was still alive, although mortally wounded, and died a few days afterwards. The four hearses formed a junction in King Street at the place where the deceased fell, and from there an immense procession marched in columns of six deep through the main street to the central granary, burying ground, where the four bodies were deposited in one tomb amidst the solemn tolling of all the bells in Boston and the neighboring towns.